70 GRAND.
On the road, 760 WJR has you covered with Metro Detroit's most trusted traffic information.
I-75 looks great here this morning as we come
Joel
up.
Joel Alexander and Jetcopter 760.
I-275 construction
Sandra
zone.
Sandra McNeil in the WJR Sky Spy.
Traffic already from Rochester Road as you head southbound for the
From your drive-in to your drive home, we've got you covered coming and going. Detroit's best traffic information only on Superstation 760 WJR.
With news on the hour and half hour bulletins at once, I'm Dan Streeter, News Team 760 WJR. Here's more of your morning with Paul W. Smith.
Live from Midtown Detroit, it's Southeast Michigan's morning show of record. Now, more with Paul W. Smith.
You know, Dan, I am very confused about this whole fireworks thing being coming back to Michigan like this. It was over at in Lake Orion at, I think it was Long Lake, over the weekend with friends, family. The Abbotts and Smiths and all that, and we were swimming. And on the drive over, I saw fireworks display after fireworks display, meaning fireworks for sale on the side of the road.
Mm-hmm.
And I swear I could see, as we drove by there, like little rockets and other stuff. I'm very confused, and I heard Catherine Leslie doing the story that if it flies, if it explodes, if it makes a loud noise...
It's illegal.
It's illegal. What the heck are all these places selling? They're selling that stuff.
Several of them are.
Now, the law is it's illegal to sell it, or it's illegal to buy it, or it's legal to sell it and legal to buy it, but illegal to use it. I don't understand.
Well, we run into this question every year, and it keeps popping up about how do they keep selling these things?
Yeah, they're right they're in the open. It's big signs that say fireworks.
And every now and then, we will have a story of a bust being made, and one of these places will be taken down, and they'll be hauled into court, and it's the same thing year after year, Paul.
Obviously, there's so much profit in it that it's worth...
Must be worth the
risk.
Must be worth the risk. You know, I forget whether it was here in Michigan or not, but it used to be some places if you would sign an affidavit saying that you were purchasing them for use in Alaska.
I remember that.
Right, or Siberia or someplace. Any place other than where you bought them, you could buy them.
I remember that. Living in Lambertville, Michigan, there was a place down the street from the house that sold fireworks, but you had to say you weren't going to use them
right.
in Michigan.
You're not going to set them
off. You could buy
Michigan.
Them, but you were going to travel. I guess they didn't care if you went to another state.
Listen, I thought of another great country tune.
Oh, yes?
Yes, I've got tears in my ears from lying on my back crying over you.
That is a good one. We'll remember that one when we put that little musical montage together.
That'll put out the fireworks.
We'll talk to you later. Dan Streeter with the WJR News. That fireworks thing is it's crazy out there. But the traffic isn't, thank goodness, at 816 in Jetcopter 760. Joel Alexander checking in.
Right, 816 in the JR Jetcopter, just coming past the Fisher Building, as a matter of fact, Paul. Tell you what, really does look good out here this morning. It's just fine for the southbound I-75 drive until you come into a couple of pockets of slow traffic south of the I-696 Ruther Freeway and through the Davison. Earlier problems we had just south of the Davison now clear. Again, as you approach I-94 there, a pocket or two south of Holbrook. Other than that, it's been a great commute. 94 traffic has been flowing freely all morning long. A little bit of a snag on the inbound 96 Jeffries right around the construction zone at Evergreen. And that accident in Royal Oak right now affecting mostly the westbound 12 mile as you come into the intersection at Rochester Road. And that one should be cleared temporarily. Hey, Paul, you'll like this part of our traffic this morning. Sandra is out over the stadium in Ann Arbor.
That's right, Joel. Just looking at that construction on Main Street north of Stadium. All the southbound is blocked. Just one lane open for northbound travel. And that looks like it's temporarily blocked. You have a lot of heavy equipment going in and out. Really not a good road to travel right now. But with light traffic, you just have a minor slowdown there. 94 westbound exiting to State Street. Heavy traffic back to Stone School Road. That's a little bit lighter than normal. More traffic at 829. I'm Sandra McNeil on the WJR Sky Spy.
Thank you, Sandra and Joel and John McMurray. Now at 817 with the WJR Weather Center. And a day that started off awfully sunny, and I'm not sure it's headed that way anymore.
Well, it is definitely going to making a little bit of a left turn, so to speak. We'll be seeing a little bit of sunshine through the morning, but definitely showery conditions are advancing in from the west. It's raining along the shoreline of Lake Michigan at Muskegon. We'll be seeing some spotty showers as the day wears on, especially later this afternoon. At 8:17, our forecast for this Tuesday, a bit of morning sunshine. Not a lot, not nearly as much as yesterday. Skies will be cloudy into the afternoon with some showery conditions developing. developing and highs 81 to 84. Now, those showers will be ending tonight, partly cloudy by daybreak, low of 60 to 63. A return of some sunshine, but at least partly sunny Wednesday and Thursday. Highs tomorrow 76 to 79 and 75 to 78 for Thursday. At Metro, temperatures up 5 degrees in the past hour. Calm winds 68 degrees, and I'll be back just seconds before Paul Harvey at about 8:29 with another update.
We'll count on it. Thanks very much, John McMurray. 8:18 at WJR. Maps, suitcases, GM Goodrich Service. That's all you need for your next summer getaway. Call 1-800-GM-USE-US for the dealer nearest you. They want your business.
Well, I'm here now with PC Modem, the computer genius from CompUSA.
How you doing, Bob?
PC, how come we're standing on this tennis court?
This is to promote the Tennis Challenge, CompUSA's new promotion.
Uh-huh.
Just stop by any one of the over 100 CompUSA stores nationwide and pick up your free scratch-off game card.
Oh.
There's over $15 million in prizes.
$15 million in prizes, and they couldn't spring for some sound effects?
Hey, that's better.
Yes, it is. So, tell me more about the prizes.
Well, you can win tennis trips, CompUSA gift certificates, duffel bags, caps, even a grand prize of $100,000. You want to hear more?
Why, yes. Yes, I would.
You can also visit CompUSA's website.
www.compusa.com.
For a chance to win a $5,000 CompUSA shopping spree.
I hope I win the duffel bag.
Instead of the cash?
Hey, I like duffel bags.
Oh.
Or maybe an adjustable cap?
Yeah, well, you better get over to CompUSA, the computer superstore, for your free tennis challenge game card.
If I win, do I have to jump over the net?
No, you don't.
Good, because the last time I tried that, they had to bring in a surgeon from Zurich.
Uh-uh.
Stop by CompUSA today for your free tennis challenge game card. There's no purchase necessary.
If it were new, we'd be clamoring for its approval, waiting to buy it. Imagine a pain reliever that helps stiff joints move more freely, gentle enough to take on an empty stomach, with a buffering system that even contains calcium and can actually reduce your risk of stroke and second heart attack. They'd call it a medical miracle. But you can call it Bufferin. That's right, Bufferin. Ask your doctor how buffered aspirin from Bufferin may be able to reduce your risk of stroke and second heart attack. Use only as directed.
760 WJR.
Hi, this is Jimmy Lantz, inviting you to join me on an 8-day vacation to Los Angeles and Las Vegas, Nevada. We'll be departing December 31st, spending 5 days in L.A. And on New Year's Day, our escort will take us to Pasadena for the highlight of this vacation. We'll have reserved grandstand seats for the 107th annual Rose Parade. The flowers, the floats, the sounds, the sights and smells all make being there truly spectacular. Next, we'll be heading to the entertainment capital of the world, exciting Las Vegas, Nevada. We'll have 2 days to take in the shows, sights and fun. And if you haven't been in the last few years, you won't believe how it's grown. You discover a new meaning to the word extravagance. Round-trip airfare, 5 nights L.A., 2 nights Vegas at the Aladdin, grandstand seats for the Rose Parade, sightseeing, baggage handling, and motor coach transportation are all included on this fully escorted vacation for under $1,000. For your brochure, call Your Man Tours at 1-800-YOUR-MAN. That's 1-800-YOUR-MAN.
Thank you, Jimmy. It's 8:21 at WJR with Paul W. Morning sunshine giving way to some showers later this afternoon on our way to about 84 degrees, 63 degrees right now. Tonight, showers, a low of 60 to 63, and then tomorrow and Thursday, sunny to partly sunny with highs in the upper 70s to near 80 degrees. Looks pretty good. Again, we have 68 degrees at 8:21, 9 minutes away from Paul Harvey News and Comment.
All right, Paul, and real quick, construction zone eastbound, 94 right now as you come into the construction zone right around the lodge. Look for minor slowdowns. Nothing else doing. We'll check in 15 minutes from Checkcopter 760.
Now, Paul Harvey News.
Good morning, Americans in Santa Monica, California. In a studio apartment overlooking the sea, actress-model Margot Hemingway has been found dead. She was 41. Dead for some days, the body was so decomposed it had to be identified with documents in her possession and dental records and information from relatives. No indication of forced entry or foul play, no evidence indicating suicide. There will be an autopsy. Granddaughter of writer Ernest Hemingway, Margot had a history of alcoholism and bulimia, but seemed to have overcome both. The Saudi ambassador to the United States, Prince Bandar, speaking of the bombing that killed 19 Americans, said, quote, "We'll catch the guys who did this, and I promise you it won't be an O.J. Simpson trial," end quote. Meanwhile, the United States is installing nuclear detection devices at least one airport and other points of entry, an effort to keep nuclear bombs out. Some nuclear devices have been seized in Europe. Now, page two, you're hearing excitement about melatonin. Newsweek magazine calls it the ultimate sleeping pill, natural and cheap. Wall Street Journal mentions the merits of melatonin. Some of the claims become uncomfortably optimistic, possibly exaggerated. But High Health has been marketing melatonin as a sleep aid since long before Newsweek and the Wall Street Journal and such began to mention its merits. Tens of thousands of Americans, including this one, have ordered melatonin from Arizona's High Health. For they know they're getting melatonin plus. In fact, it's called that on the High Health label, melatonin plus. You see, it also includes complementary B6 and certain herbs conducive to relaxed sleep. Melatonin plus. It's available to all of us now with a phone call. 1-800-686-2299. A 60-day supply for less than $13, and you'll receive a travel pack containing another 2 weeks' vacation supply at no cost. The 800 number is 686-2299. Today's quote worth re-quoting is by Charles Partlow of Chicago. As long as there's one American child who needs something to eat, as long as there's one American who needs a job, one American who needs medical service, our country should not give $1 to any other country. An outfit calling itself the Viper Militia has surfaced in Phoenix, Arizona. For more than 2 years, they've plotted to blow up government buildings. Appears our government knew nothing about the existence of the Viper Militia until a hunter in the Tonto Forest saw some of them wearing uniforms, carrying guns, and testing bombs. 12 arrested. Cyril Smith of Portsmouth, England, diagnosed with cancer in 1993, was told he had only 3 months to live. He gave up his job. He organized his funeral. He prepared to die. But chemo treatments took hold. It's now been 3 years. Mr. Smith is quite well. Any cancer is in remission. Now he's suing the doctors for the wages he lost. Oh, there are corporate upsizers also. Walmart, just this past year, has created 41,000 new jobs. Wine Spectator magazine this issue says the 1994 Chardonnay is, quote, the best vintage ever. Oh, a giant leap for America's space program today. We're now ready for a new generation of rocket ships. The design of the new X-33 will be unveiled today. It is in all ways more efficient. Presently, it costs $10,000 to launch 1 pound of payload. With the X-33, the cost will be less than $1,000. Instead of sending a few dozen people into space each year, we'll be sending a few hundred. For what it's worth, if you read in the Sacramento Bee about Matthew Settles of the San Diego, California, he went to the San Diego Zoo and jumped into the bear's enclosure. Manchurian brown bears. Mr. Settles was mauled by one of them. He suffered a gash in his groin. But Mr. Settles explains. He says that the bears had motioned for him to join them. Paul Harvey. Good day.